When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm very nervous about today's recording.
Why?
Because of what happened last night. For context, G&Divas, last night was England versus Italy.
I'm so miserable. I'm just what a way to lose. And anyway, shall we start?
It's going to be a great episode, everyone.
No, come on, help me out here.
We should enter this one for an award.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you react when your friends are in the middle of a lover's tiff? Well, there's a lot to talk about. And how hungover is it acceptable to be at work? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more West Wing, you're more Chicken Wings. That's one of my own.
Oh, is that one of
yes,
your own?
Yes, it's a William original.
You've not done one.
Now, we're going to pour our gin and de Bonnet. Do you want to do the de Bonnet? I'll do the gin.
Yeah, okay.
Ice cold. Ooh. Do you want to say it? Will that cheer you up if you say it?
Let's try it. Right, oh. William's arse.
You're going to be happy now? Has my arse cheered you up?
Not for the first time.
Yes, we're pouring our gin and de Bonnet.
That's probably what your arse sounds like when you go and get your colonic. What is it?
Colonic.
Look, it's really hollow and empty, isn't it? Look. That's what you sound like when you've gone to Manchester. What's she called?
Helen. Goodbye, Korea. We haven't got anyone written down on the script to toast, but I'm going to propose a toast. I'd like to toast the England team.
Yeah.
Because I thought they played a very good game.
To Gareth and the team.
Just to say to England. To the England team.
To the England.
To the England team. If we name check them all, we'll be here until Christmas.
Oh, Christ, that's Eric, dog. Oh.
I didn't really drink last night. I had a couple of glasses of wine. Breaking news, however. Mm-hmm. I did watch the match.
Did you?
Not, I should point out, of my own volition, but we had a dinner party scheduled and our guests turned up and one of them wanted to watch it, the other one didn't. So Mikey, one of the guests, and I, we were just more or less chatting.
Is this the vicar?
No, this is not the vicar. No, this is our friends Joe and Luke.
Okay.
Joe was very into it. Luke was meh. So I did keep an eye on it in between serving a dinner party. To be fair, it was a dramatic evening because we were going to sit outside on the terrace. They were coming at 6:30. We'd have two courses outside and then repair into the sitting room for those that wanted to watch the match. And literally 10 minutes before they turned up, the heavens opened. The forecast lied to me. I have never set a table from one table to another so quickly in my life.
Oh.
So I was...
Who schedules in a dinner party when England are playing in the final?
It's been in the diary. Obviously, we live in London. You schedule 8 weeks in advance. And let's be honest, nobody thought that England would get to this stage.
Can I just say, yes. I want to say this and then I think we should move on because we do have the rest of the episode today.
Would you not want my post-match analysis?
Yeah, go on then.
It's a good game.
There you go.
The pass conversion rate wasn't too bad.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I am a bit miserable today.
Yeah.
I do feel a bit awful, mainly because of the hangover as well. But
I want to say that I'm so proud of Gareth Southgate and the team. They've given us a fantastic few weeks.
They have.
They've brought us together as a country.
Indeed.
And this is what it's all about, because I've said this before, you know, my best friends are like United and Preston North End fans, and they always give me stick for being Burnley fans, but when England play and we come together as one. And I was in the Uber yesterday after my show.
In the Uber?
The Uber.
Right, yeah.
And the driver was like, him and his sons are watching it, and he said his parents are originally from Bangladesh and he moved to this country when he was younger, but he's like proud to be English, and show me a picture of him and his two kids with their England tops on, and that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about.
And that's what I love the most about it. And we were, unfortunately, not victorious yesterday. And we got knocked out. Well, we got beat on penalties. But we've so much to look forward to with this team. They are so young and so good. And one day they will bring it home.
Brings the tear to the eye.
Are you actually crying?
No. it's called Grade 5 Lambda. I went into the dry cleaners this morning to collect some laundry. And I said, oh, did you have a nice weekend? And he said, oh, yes. Well, it was obviously a shame about last night. I went, oh, yes, you know, thinking I can't really be bothered to have this conversation and go, I ate it all. Oh, yes. Well, they played very well, didn't they? And he's, oh, yes, yes, yes. We would have had a bank holiday today, of course, he said, which I don't think would have happened. If they had won. I said, well, it's just as well because I need my sheets. He said, oh, that's why they lost. I went, yeah, they knew I had some laundry to collect.
Oh, God, you're in the top 40 banter. Yeah.
Building on what you said, Jordan, if the England team had been knocked out and played really badly, I think that would be a different conversation. But from my limited knowledge of football, mm-hmm. what I watched last night in between serving the passion fruit ice cream cake, I thought they played very well and you should all be very proud.
Yeah, I am proud. Just can't believe we got beat on penalties. In a final. Did you cheer when England scored?
I was actually in the loo.
Oh.
I had gone to freshen up.
Why didn't you go to the loo again? That could have been a good omen.
Well, I didn't drink that much.
Number one or number two? It's not good etiquette to ask people.
It was the first goal.
No. Remember, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch with your problem. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sextonmyboss.com, or you can tweet or send us a message on Instagram at sextonmyboss. And William, I've seen this week, has got some new letter-headed paper.
Yes, white wove, if you want to know the colour.
White wove. So if you want to write to William, he does promise a handwritten reply on that letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, sextonmyboss.com. Do you like writing letters?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah. Also, we'd love it if you'd recommend Help I Sex and My Boss to a friend. William and I definitely need cheering up after that defeat on Sunday, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheer us up, please, Gene Devers.
So let's try and move on from the football. Honestly, I will try my best to sound a bit perkier and more upbeat. But if I do sound a bit miserable, sorry. And I know some of you are probably thinking, no, it's only a game, Jordan, but it's more than that. So I'll be honest, I'll try my best to sound...
Lively.
Lively.
Well, yeah. You wait until that D goes down you, and then that'll put a smile on your face.
Yeah. So that was the Euros. It was a fantastic.
And the good news is, everyone, we've got the World Cup next year.
Yes.
Oh, great.
It's coming home.
Now something I learned about the It's Coming Home. I don't know whether you knew this or not. Mm-hmm. You probably do. But that original song by who?
Badil and Skinner.
Right. Them. That was not actually about football or the trophy coming home. Mm. That's actually about the tournament originally from 1996 that was being played in England. Whereas everyone thinks it's coming home means the trophy is coming home. No, it was done because the tournament was being played in the UK for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
I should also say that, you know, everyone got very excited about England being in the final of the Euros for the first time since when?
1966. Well, the men's team was in a major final.
Thank you. I'm glad you've picked that up. Because I think the women got to the final of the Euros in 2006.
Yeah, fair enough. So
let's not get that excited.
The men's team were in the final.
Hashtag feminism.
We should also talk about... Well, how did Ben... Let's just get this out of the way, because we've had quite the week. putting it bluntly, me and William haven't been speaking. And what did Ben say?
Ben said that this is the worst conflict since the Cold War.
Yeah. We've always been honest and open on this podcast, haven't we?
We have.
Some
of us very open. That was an arsehole joke. Actually, it didn't land.
Keep that in. That's great. Okay, I get it now. But William and I were not speaking for a week, and we've always been honest and open with you. And it was mainly because I cancelled.
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting. A few G&Divas twigged because we went put the episode out last week where you went, "No, I'm coming round on Wednesday. I won't cancel again." And then, of course, everyone realised that England, if they won the game the Saturday before, would be playing on the Wednesday against Ukraine.
Yep.
And quite a few people messaged me going, "I assume Jordan's cancelled on you again."
Did they actually?
Yeah. And I couldn't respond at the time because obviously at that point I was on the roof.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, I was so cross I was on the roof. Indoors, but you know, it's a saying, on the roof.
Hit the roof.
I'd hit the roof.
Not on the roof.
Not on the roof. No. I wasn't a fiddler.
You was livid.
I was livid, yes. I know, and looking back at it now, it was all very, very silly.
No, I've said this to you. You have nothing to apologise about. It's me.
No, I do.
Sorry. No. I'm sorry for being an awful friend, cancelling again. Not just on you, on Leanne and Tom as well, and Mikey, and everybody
else. Heidi the dog.
Like, so I'm really sorrible. I'm really sorry because I just need to...
That's a nice new word. Sorry and horrible. Yeah, I'm sorrible.
I'm really sorry. You know, like, my life's a bit chaotic at the best of times.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place, and I am going to try and get better. So sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too, because it's probably more that I maybe in the past have been slightly over the top when people have cancelled on me before, and that thus it set a precedent. And although I'm actually quite laid back, for example, when you cancelled because you had the vaccine, I was nothing but sweetness and light. Hey, excuse me?
I never said a word.
At the time when you felt, I mean, afterwards when I found out it was a lie, obviously, well... That was your own fault. But at the time, I was like, oh, take paracetamol. Leanne was messaging you going, how are you feeling today? Have you taken paracetamol?
I am sorry.
Well, do you know what? And we should, and, you know, friendships, real friendships, it's not all peaches and cream all the time. And the test of a good friendship is how you recover from, you know, a little lover's tiff, as Ben wrote in the script. And we weren't speaking. It was middle of the week last week, and there was this knock on the door. The Turkish March doorbell sprung into life. And I was like, hello, I'm here from the florist. And I buzzed her. She came down the back passage and I saw the bunch of flowers. I saw that they were pansies. I thought, well, there's only one person there from. And I opened the lovely note and I almost started to cry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan sent me a very nice bouquet of flowers.
Well, it's just about
with me. A lovely note. And I thought, half of me was like, oh, this is so kind of him. He's amazing. And the other half of me thought, the little shit, now he's got the upper hand.
So, yeah, we put real friends fall out. And I was like, oh, my God, we've got to do the podcast awards together,
yeah.
Which we hosted at the weekend.
It was more that I was worried about.
So, like, people are going to tell on stage if there's no chemistry if we're not speaking. Then we've got to record the podcast episode. But we should also say... A big thank you to our friend, producer, and mediator. Is that the right word?
Yes, he's now part of the UN Peace Corps.
Producer Ben, because basically, from what I gather, you'd rung him up and I'd called him about 20 minutes later, and he was just the punching bag in the middle of it. You're going, he's so flaky, he does this all the time, and I'm like, why does he get so wet up? And he was very nice.
Yeah, I'm very highly struck. You then thought I was posting passive-aggressively on Instagram.
He was also on my side, but anyway. I'm joking. Yeah, right. So there's a couple of things on the emails and calendars.
I was quite passive-aggressive on the group chat.
Yes, and the group chat, you was very passive-aggressive. And then I seen you, and bearing in mind we'd not spoke, because we speak every day, we pretty much text every day or call, don't we? And then I seen on your Insta post, it was... Maybe highly strung, but having a great holiday, and I thought...
I put highly strung and on holiday, because Mikey took a very nice photo of me, and I normally hate photos of me, but it was a very nice photo. It's beautifully composed, and done a nice filter on it. And he said, are you going to post it? I went, well, but what's the caption? I was like, I hate writing, like, here's a nice picture of me.
Yeah.
So I just thought highly strung, but maybe it was my subconscious writing.
It was a dig
caption.
At me. I said that, because I called you highly strung last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, to my face?
Oh, did I not? Oh.
No, I did. We said it on the podcast because we said you and Mike are quite highly strung.
Oh, yes.
That's why.
Oh, yeah. Mike is quite highly strung.
Yeah.
I'm highly strung, but Mike is very highly strung. God bless him.
God bless him.
Anyway, we're friends now. I love you very much. Thank you for the flowers. And see you at some point.
Yeah. Well, so I will get that. So we'll get it in the diary.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about today, Gene Devers. So much news. So we fell out. We've hosted the podcast awards. England, unfortunately, lost to Italy in the final. And we have an update from the Hansen household. I can't believe this.
So, whilst I think we were still talking at the time,
I have been dreading this day since we started this podcast.
I just get this message from my brother saying it's finally happened. Nick, my uncle, has played Sarah, my mother, your impression.
Oh my good God.
And I screenshotted that and sent it to the group, and your response was, well, it was one word multiple times over that began with F.
I did, I just put in the, yeah.
I knew we were on thin ice anyway, but the moment I knew my uncle was listening, it was almost inevitably going to happen.
I mean, I feel, I don't know if it's because I'm hungover, but I feel physically sick, I think. I'm sweating.
Will it make you stop doing the impression?
Maybe. You've got.
Well, I wasn't there, so I can't. And I mean, probably in hindsight, I'm glad I wasn't there. They were watching some England match, and they all went round to my
How has she reacted?
Well, I'm told that she found it funny.
Oh.
And said, "Jordan's so lovely," because thankfully the impression that was played,
yeah,
was the one from our first episode of this series, where you do actually caveat it with, they're not like this, they're such lovely people. You put in some really, you know, you balanced it.
Oh, okay.
So I think you got away with it.
Yeah. I want this to go on record again. The impression was before I'd ever met his parents. So it's just how he had them in my head. And when I met them and stayed over at his house in Bristol, they were genuinely so hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
They were lovely hosts. And even Ben says it's like two of the nicest people I've ever met. And a lot of people say that to you, don't they?
They do.
And I'm not backtracking here. Like, genuinely, they are so lovely. They got so much bread in for me. Do you remember?
It's the way to Jordan's heart is a good loaf.
It really is. Oh, my God. What did Brian say?
I don't know. I wasn't there. And I haven't really... I haven't even mentioned it to my mother. I've spoken numerous times, but I don't dare bring it up.
Really?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I knew this day was going to come. Why did you let me get pissed and do these impressions? It's both your fault as well.
Oh, Ben's in on it as well.
Yeah.
You see, he turns quickly, doesn't he?
Oh,
you can see why I fell out.
Could we get Ben to ring your mum up and explain? He is the producer.
She loves Ben as well.
Just wanted to ring to say sorry for the impressions.
And yet you're doing an impression.
Yeah. So tempted to do a Sarah one. It's my favourite impression. But do you know what I find myself doing? I'll be in the shower and making my bed, or just randomly in my house and just going, "Hello, darling," and just pretend I'm Sarah, which is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
So weird, darlings.
Maybe I'll see what sort of other update I can get on the impression front, because I've sort of avoided talking to any relatives about it. I mean, I had a brief conversation with my uncle about it.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll get more.
Before we move on, have you ever seen Sarah and Edna Mode in the same room together?
Well, I've never seen Edna Mode.
No kips, no kips. My God, you've got them fat.
No, I have, but I've never seen her in any room.
You look like the guy from The Incredible.
What, the big fat one?
No, I didn't mean that. Shit. No.
Next week's bouquet is going to have to be a lot bigger.
I didn't mean it. I'd stop. See, I'm getting better because I nearly said that sentence.
Well, you basically said it.
I didn't. You don't look like him.
Which one do you mean?
None of them.
Shut up.
No, I don't. Oh, God. What have I just said? The son. You look like the son.
The baby?
Yeah, the cute one.
Because he's bold?
Yeah.
Right. Should we move on?
Yeah.
You've seen your frenemy this week, I believe. Oh. Now, what is a frenemy?
Oh, God. Right. I've talked about this on the radio. I wish I never mentioned it. I've talked about this on the radio this week. A frenemy is a friend and enemy. So
me and this guy pretend that, and you know me, I hate confrontation.
So,
I've no time for falling out. That's why I've been.
That's why you just didn't talk to me for a week.
This week, because I'm just like.
So were we frenemies this week?
No. But we just pretend we don't like. We pretend we like each other and we don't. And he always gets digged in at me. And
oh,
it's
really?
Just a proper, putting it straight, it's just a proper knobhead, right? And last time I seen him.
Is he a G&T fan? Can I just ask?
Maybe. Oh, actually.
Does he know that he's your frenemy?
I don't think. Well, we know we don't like each other. And now as I'm getting older, as you get to a certain age, like, I've said this before, you just stop trying to please people, don't you? I spent all my 20s worrying and trying to pick people please. And as I'm getting a bit older now, I'm like, oh, sack it, move on, life goes on. And he said to me, last time I seen him, and it really pissed me off, he went, how's it going? You're going to love this. He went, how's it going at R1? Are you still part-time?
It's caught on.
Which you can say, because you're my friend, but it's just a little dig.
Yeah.
And this week, when I seen him, mutual friends, he went... And a lot of people, by the way, think it's James Robinson.
Yes.
And it's not James.
He who had to be wheeled out of his vaccination.
Yeah, James that I bumped into this week with his lovely girlfriend, Chelsea.
On the night you were supposed to come over for a curry.
It wasn't James. But he went, oh, yeah, so I worry about the next generation of talent that are trying to come into radio. Because now they look at radio presenters like yourself and think that they've got to go on some reality TV show to get a job on air.
Oh, my God.
I thought, I'm going to...
That's awful.
I thought, I'm going to swing for you.
You were on the radio before all of
that. Well, and then I was like, and I don't want to sound like a knob here, and I don't, but I was like, right, I've worked every weekend since I left uni. I've never had a weekend off since I left uni. Like, I've had the odd one off, okay? I worked at Preston FM, at Blackpool Pleasure Beach Radio. I got sacked at Capital FM, right? I've done all the nights.
Was that for the dead air thing?
No, I just got sacked from Capital.
We just got told to leave?
Yeah, just...
I wouldn't call that sacked.
Well, no, I was doing weekends and then they said...
There's no such thing as a weekend.
No, they said we don't want you anymore. You can right. Do, yeah, so got sacked from that. Answered... When we first met, I was a phone answerer, T-boy at Five Live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, when we first met, you weren't doing that. You were on work experience.
Oh, was I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. So that just wound me up. Like, I like to think that I've kind of worked my way up. And it was just a dig. And like,
how did you handle that? What did you say about it? Did you go, ha ha ha?
Yeah, I went, oh, fair one. That was it. Whereas really, I went, shut up, you.
So why are you seeing him?
Because we've got a lot of mutual friends and we just bump into each other every now and then. And I don't want to say too much because people be able to, but we just don't like each other. And he always gets digs in. And I'm not clever or witty enough to think of something.
Oh, you are witty.
I ain't got time to get digs in. But I'm just as I'm getting older now, we've never liked each other. As I'm getting older now, I remember I was in a car journey with him for about 3 hours once.
Can you remember the moment where you first didn't like him? Were you friends and then you didn't like him? Or have you just never liked him?
We've just never really liked each other. And you know me, I've no time for nastiness or hate or anything like that, but just a
Can knot. We get him on a bonus?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Just like that. Do you think I'm being thin-skinned?
I'm trying to... No.
You know when someone really great... Like,
yeah.
There's certain people you don't like. You've got a long list. You've got a proper long... I've got a shit list and he's the only person on it. You've got a shit list, right? And there's probably about... And
who?
I was probably on it last week. Oh, come on.
You were on a very special list last week.
Mm. You've got a big shit list.
But I am trying to think who I don't like. Who? Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Yes. And... Yeah, okay, but in... Okay, so Jordan's just named three people. I would say two of them, that's justified, because they have been... Well, the woman on that list, she wasn't necessarily... She was unprofessional to me, but she was highly rude and unprofessional to her producer, and that's what triggered me. You know us. We are nothing but delights to producers.
No.
Whereas the other one of them, I've actually only met the other day, and he was perfectly fine. Although very weak handshake.
The first time you met?
Yeah, very weak handshake. Like, almost like, what's the point?
He's actually a lovely boy, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. Yes,
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's lovely. We've just got off to the wrong foot. We've got off on the wrong foot.
And he's super talented. He's very good at what he does.
Hmm. And the other one libeled me, in effect. So I think there's just cause.
Yeah. It just annoyed me. It just did.
Well, let's go from something serious to something not very serious.
Yeah.
It's time for Jordan's Joke of the Week.
Cue the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Go for it.
I stuck an ice lolly up my bum the other day. And I'll tell you the punch after the break.
Oh, good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, Gene Divas, welcome back. I love a good joke.
Oh, I like you that you're laughing and smiling.
Okay, so it's time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. I stuck an ice lolly up my bum the other day. It was fab.
I mean, that's not the cleverest of jokes that I thought it was going to be.
Thanks.
But I love how much you're enjoying that.
Thanks to Greg who sent that in. Remember, if you've got any...
Not your Greg.
No, not my Greg.
Right.
Greg on Twitter who sent that in, so thank you. How can they send them in again?
We'll just go to our website, yeah. sexwithmyboss.com or any of our socials.
Okay, we'll do one more. Yeah, if you want to send some jokes in, do, because these are better. What's a pirate's favourite letter in the alphabet?
R.
No, it's got to be the C.
Oh, my God.
That's Danielle, who put in brackets, Jordan, do this in a pirate accent. Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks for the stage directions.
It was fab. Oh, tell them your joke you sent me this week.
Oh, I can't remember it.
Do you want me to remember it? William texted me.
I texted it to you and you went, yeah, that's a really old joke.
I've heard it, but it's very good. I've not heard it for a few years, but William texted me saying, my friend died of heartburn last night. I can't believe Gabby's gone.
I thought it was funny. If
it's
you
very
are
good.
If you're an international G&D and you don't know what a fab ice lolly is or what Gaviscon is, don't worry, you're not missing out.
Yeah. I'm more of a feast ice lolly. I love a feast. What's your ice lolly?
Have you ever had a feast up your bum?
Can't say I have.
No. Well, there's still time. You can head to sexedmyboss.com/merch for your own luxury Gin Diva tumbler. We are drinking from our own tumblers. In fact, I need another gin and a bonnet, Jordan, please. And the D has never tasted so good. That's what it looks like with D in it. And when you do get your glass, send us a picture of you enjoying the D. And in all the weirdest places that maybe you are going to enjoy the D. If you're having some D up a mountain, if you're having some D... on the beach, if you're having some D looking after a group of year one school children, send us a photo. We want to see where you're having the D.
Brilliant. Yeah, dude, that'll be great. We love seeing pictures of the D. Shall we go on to listeners' questions, please?
Yes.
And problems and dilemmas.
This first one has come into us via email. This is from Charlotte. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, My boyfriend and I have been together for about 6 months now, so I decided it was about time to have the conversation about previous conquests.
Oh. Did you have to do that?
Well, I don't know. So one night after a few drinks, I plucked up the courage to ask him for his magic number. But to my surprise, he went really quiet and said that he wasn't comfortable discussing it and had no desire to know anything about my sexual past. I dropped the subject and haven't mentioned it since, but his reaction has made me even more intrigued, and my curiosity is getting the better of me. Has he got more notches on the bedpost than Hugh Hefner, or is he worried that my number is higher than his and I'll damage his ego? Which, for the record, he genuinely doesn't have to worry about. So my question is this. Is this a normal topic of conversation in a relationship, or am I weird for wanting to know? Loving the new series and can't wait to see you on tour. Love, Charlotte. Four kisses.
Oh, that's a great question, Charlotte. That is a great question. But all relationships are different.
Yeah.
Some people know how many previous sexual partners their current partners have had, whatever. Some don't, and I just think, like...
And I think every relationship is different. Some people care, some people don't care. But I would also say your relationship is what is going on now.
Yeah.
Your relationship started on the day that you got together. What happened before that in terms of, you know, okay, if there is a particularly notable ex, perhaps a long-term relationship, you know, obviously you flag that. But in terms of sort of if you are one of those people that do casual sort of hookups and that sort of thing, I don't think that's particularly relevant in the relationship.
No. I think if it's eating you up like this, though, you need to tell him and have the conversation again and behave and see, have the conversation with him again. And if he's dead certain that he doesn't want to talk about that, respect that. But just say it's annoying me, and I think we need to have this conversation.
Or you just go, I'd like to know, my number is three.
If it's bothering you that much, you probably should bring it up again. If you can live with it, then just get on with it.
I've got a question for you.
Go on.
What's your number?
Jesus, Mary and the baby Joe donkey, whatever he's called. Like I'm going to answer that? That's a very personal question.
Can I ask you another question then? Do you actually know what the number is? No. Okay, move on.
I didn't say a word. You're
Charlotte, I hope that helps. I hope we role-played that one for you.
Well. Oh, I'm sweating.
Bless you.
Did you ever have that conversation with Mikey?
No.
No?
I mean, from time to time, things have come up, but we've never had a let's put an actual figure on it.
Yeah,
because we haven't felt the need.
Okay.
But remember, Mike and I were very close friends for years first, so, you know, we maybe, you know, we weren't boyfriends.
Next question.
The next email is from Kirsty, and they've spelt your name with two O's. Jordan.
Jordan?
Jordan.
I can cope with that.
Jordan, William and PB. I'd like to apologise in advance, as I'm pretty sure this will disgust many people, as it very much annoys and disgusts me. So here goes. My partner seems obsessed with his man bits. He constantly has his hands on his manhood. It's as if he's proud of them or likes the feel of them, and believe me, after 14 years together, they are definitely nothing to write home about. Wow. Is he a gentiva? His hand is down his pants whilst watching TV constantly. It's some kind of comforter, which I hate but tend to try to ignore. Recently, though, THO, his hand seems to be there more than usual. When family visit us, he has his hand there, and even worse than that, I caught him with his hand in his pants whilst walking through town. We had a massive argument in the middle of town, which, with me shouting, "How would you like it if I walked around with my hand in my knickers and with my hand on my tulip?" Why is she carrying flowers?
There's no name for
it. Oh, right. To which he replied, "Go on then, I dare ya." Anyway, I've told him to grow up and leave it alone. He's an adult with children, and he should be setting an example. But he just thinks I'm some kind of prude and does it even more to annoy me. Should I just ignore his weird habit? Please help, as I feel like I'm living with Wayne Slob. Thanks in advance, Kirsty.
Okay, Kirsty. When you've got family and that around, or walking in the street, not okay.
And for context, I hope I can say this, but I've seen you do this.
What? What is it we
not, used not around town. No, privately.
I was just going to say, though, right?
Not often.
It's not often, and it is horrible. But, Producer Ben, I think we've talked about this before. Sometimes when you're watching the telly in your trackies, you don't even know you're doing it.
So is it a tracksuit thing? If you were wearing a nice chino...
Yeah, I'd never...
Or a moleskin.
If you're in your shorts on the sofa and you're watching telly, you don't even know you're doing it.
But why are you doing
it? I don't know, right? And I'm not making an excuse because it isn't. And, like, I get told now, Jordan, I'm like, oh, sorry. But out in public, like when you've got family over... Mm. No
or friends, company.
When have you seen me do it?
On tour.
In the hotel?
Yeah. In a very relaxed environment.
Oh, this is... Why are you being weird today?
But to be fair, I can't remember the last time I saw you do it.
I don't do it, but some... Ben, I bet, are you doing I bet Kat tells you for it, don't she? Because it's just... when they're on the sofa, it's mainly when you're on the sofa and you're watching telly, you don't even know. So that, I was going to say to Kirsty, that you can... I can understand where your other half's coming from, but if he's doing it all the time, yeah, he needs to stop. And I would play him this recording of us both saying, not okay.
Are you doing it just because you're worried they've disappeared?
I don't know, you just... It's just not a thing for girls, but lads, it's just because there's stuff to play. I don't know where I'm going with this. Basically, you don't even know you're doing it, and it's not as if we're not...
It's not pleasuring yourself.
No, we're not doing that. You just don't know you're doing it sometimes.
Mm.
It's weird.
Do we need to tie your hands up? I mean, you might like that.
I don't do it anymore, but every now and then, you just... Come on, you must do it on the
side. I don't!
Mikey, you must... No! Catch. When he's in his boxers or his trackies on settee.
I love the fact you think, you know. We don't really have tracksuits.
What do you wear around house?
Clothes.
Chinos?
Yeah.
Right, I promise you, as soon as I get through the door, I'll just whip everything off and get in my trackies.
What, to mine?
To you, Ben. Soon as I'm home.
Well, that's fine. That's why we're all different.
But yeah, Kirsty, not okay. Like, seriously, you replay him this recording... Oh, not that, so saying that is not okay. On the sofa and the telly, you always need to say, what's he called?
I wouldn't do it in front of the children.
No, Dave, you're playing with your bollocks again. Sorry, though. That's all I need to say.
You could taser him.
Can't tase someone for having hands down the trousers.
Well, I would.
Like, it's horrible when you see lads do it in town. Usually we had dog on a lead. Hands down the pants. You're all right, you've got a spare fag.
Is it a staffy?
It's not... No wrong with staffies, eh?
No, there's nothing wrong. They're lovely dogs.
What did you say last series when I said I had a staffy growing up? You were literally...
a walking cliché? it's a short one now. This is from George. Hello, just a quick one. If you live in a flat with an intercom system and you have ordered a takeaway, do you buzz them in and tell them to come up to your actual front door, or do you go down and get it from the main building door? I always go down, but my flatmate always buzzes them up. Many thanks, George.
Oh, that's a great question. A very modern day dialogue.
Especially during lockdown when we were surviving off Deliveroo and other takeaway apps.
Are available. I'm on the third floor.
Yes, you are.
So I usually meet them halfway.
But do you have lifts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, of course you do.
But
you
what
just never
should
take
you
them.
Do? Because this is your area. But a lot of, if I'm getting stuff delivered like parcels and things, I'll say third floor. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do from now on?
Mm.
I'm going to say, do you want me to come down or do you want to come up?
Well, no, don't give them the option.
Yeah.
So on those takeaway apps, food apps, you can leave a tip. And I always leave a tip. Although on one of them, there's one app that you can leave the tip afterwards because I think, well, actually, if I tip you and you give me really terrible service, then, and I've already tipped you, it seems a little bit sort of whatever. But if I've tipped them, and of course you're paying the service delivery fee anyway, it's a door-to-door service. My door is not the communal door. It's the door that has my flat number on it. And that's the address in the system.
Okay.
Obviously, if I lived on the 17th floor, which I previously have done, of course, and there was no lift, different story. I'm not going to expect them to walk up 17 floors. But when I did live on the 17th floor, I would expect them to get in the lift.
So what are you saying? They should come up?
It's door-to-door service. That's what you are paying for. And if they resent doing that, they're probably in the wrong job.
I think you should ask them. But hey, mate, do you want me to come down or do you mind coming up?
I think you're going to be going, you're constantly going to be doing the work. And if you do that, then don't tip them. Because you're doing their job.
Okay.
Last question. This is from Becky, brackets, and Tom. Hello, William Jordan and our pal, Ben.
Oh, he's our pal too.
We know William likes to come first, but we also didn't want to leave our pal producer Ben out. Hashtag let Ben speak. I have a dilemma.
Hi guys, I'm speaking.
I am a female who works in a male environment. Me and one of my other co-workers, she means one of my male co-workers and I, have become very good friends. We've worked together for almost 10 years and have helped each other go through thick and thin. Our bond is unrivaled. We listen to the podcast together religiously and we even have our own G&D nights. Excellent. We've even gone as far as calling each other William and Jordan on each other's phones.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet. I wonder who's who. I'll leave you to guess who's who, she says. We are the best of friends, but we have an issue. Everyone thinks we are an item. Oh, tell me about it. It's come to a point where if we have a two-second conversation, it causes uproar. Everyone has to comment, which leads to numerous rumours around the workplace. It's come to the point where we don't like to talk to each other anymore because it's not worth the trouble. I'm having a long-term relationship of 5 years, but this doesn't seem to make a difference. Everyone seems to think we're having an affair. My partner and my male best friend have met many times and are totally fine with each other. We don't understand why everyone seems to have an opinion on our friendship. Even strangers in the pub make comments and assume we're dating. We play along sometimes, but it just gets tiring. How do we get people to see us as a friend and not a couple? We're looking forward to seeing you in Brighton, a night our co-workers think is a sexy getaway. Help is definitely needed. Kind regards, Becky and Tom.
Well, Becky and Tom, don't avoid each other at work because you're worried what other people will think.
Yeah.
Like, you can, in this day and age, it's mad to think that people still think you can't be friends with someone from the opposite sex.
Yeah, it's silly.
It's really silly. So don't avoid each other at work because if you work, I always say this, if you work with people that you get on with and that you enjoy chatting to, it just makes the days go so much quicker and easier.
Mm.
So don't avoid seeing each other at work. And A, that'll probably make them talk even more. Just try and, I know it's easier said than done because let's face it, you're in this same place for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you see your colleagues sometimes more than your own family, but just try not to worry about what other people are saying.
Yeah, and if you're not in a relationship and there's nothing going on, you're not in a relationship and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake, as Marie Antoinette once said.
Yeah.
So if they're going to think it, they're going to think it. The facts are the facts.
And I know loads of people that have got best friends of the opposite sex.
Mm.
Who was I speaking to recently? She was saying she got married and she had a best man instead of a chief bridesmaid.
Oh, that's nice and perfectly acceptable.
There you go.
But I mean, I'm lucky because I don't have an office really that I go into work at.
No.
So I don't really have this. I mean, if Jordan worried about what work colleagues thought about him, he'd never go into work.
Do you know something I don't?
I'm winding you up.
I like to think I'm quite well liked at work.
Yeah, you think
like
that.
To think.
No, you are. Jordan, I've never met anyone that doesn't like Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say.
You've got something about you. You've got the common touch, emphasis on one of those words, but you've got that ability to connect with anyone.
That's such a nice thing to say.
We try.
Oh.
It's annoying. Because I have the opposite effect on people. And like Leanne, who lives next door to me, the neighbour, first time she ever met me, she absolutely hated me.
Yeah.
In fact, she walked out of a talk I was giving. We now live next door to each other.
And you're like best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went, "Who is this idiot?" and walked out.
My mum and dad always used to say, when we went on holiday and stuff, I'd get up by the pool and then my mum would be like, "Oh, and go and do your rounds," and I just used to go and speak to everyone at the pool. like an old couple.
Oh, bless. But that's why you're a good broadcaster, because you can talk to anyone.
You're going to make me cry. Yeah, thank you, that's a lovely thing to say. Some great letters there as well.
Yes, thank you.
So before we go, a gentle reminder that if you want to help with something, then you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextomyboss.com, or you can tweet or send us a message on Instagram @sextomyboss, and send in your jolly jokes of the week for the week after next as well.
Yes, and remember, you can always write to me. I will send you a handwritten reply. I've got new paper back in stock. So the address is on the website, sextomyboss.com. We'll see you for our weekend release on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.